The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
This is no longer dehydration, pneumonia, allergy. She was dropping in the polls. There are theories that abound that no one will ever get to the bottom of. We're still arguing over who killed JFK. So don't expect me to have the definitive answer of what she is suffering from. Some experts have sent me notes. Someone sent me the fact that the Zeiss Z1 blue lenses that she's wearing are not even available in America, but they're used to treat photosensitive epilepsy. She was wearing Zeiss Z1 blue lenses. The fact of the matter is we're not celebrating her illness, whatever it may be, but we the people have a right to know what illness she is really suffering from. When I sent this issue from the Epilepsy Foundation, why she was wearing blue glasses the day she collapsed, and we learned that blue glasses are prescribed for patients suffering from light-induced epileptic seizures, I sent it to someone who knows the inside, an anonymous source, who knows this from the inside. And he said, nope. He said, I've said from the start that this is post-concussion syndrome, now probably compounded by a lung infection, coughing. She eats terribly, doesn't rest enough, and while I'm sure she's resting now, part of her also has to be thinking seriously about whether to continue. He says, I don't think she'll drop out, but consider what a loss to Trump would do, meaning if she lost to Trump. And it looks like she will lose. No matter what you're reading in the newspapers, the internal polls of the Democrat criminal machine are telling them that she is a loser. Trump is coming in for a strong close. She's faltering. And they're feeling that they better throw someone else in who has a chance to beat him. That's one another theory. And for her and her loss, what the smart money is saying, it's better to use health as a means to bow out rather than drag the Clinton brand and the Dems down with her. Well, maybe that's premature. But the fact of the matter is, can you imagine her debating Donald Trump and going into a coughing fit or some sort of seizure during the debates? Now, there's a risk here for everybody on all sides of this issue. You don't attack anyone who's sick. If you do, then you're a pure Democrat liberal slimeball of the type that Hillary spoke to the other night, who laughed when she said that you and I are deplorables. All I can say to all of you people who think you're better than us, well, I can't say it on the radio. It's a national show. But you're not better than us. We're the people who do everything in this country. You do nothing but laugh at us. And so to all of you who do nothing and who have been alienated by Obama's horrendous policies, here's a little message. Hello, deplorables. Hello, deplorables out there. Hello, deplorables out there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it was Hillary Clinton in front of her friends, her very, very, very close friends at the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender meeting the other night, where she sneered at all of us who support Donald Trump as a group of deplorables. And when she goes into the riff of the phobics, I want you to hear her speaking in code. When she says the phobic thing, it's like an internal code amongst that crowd of how they speak to each other. You see what happened here? Sorry. What happened here is she felt very much at home with her very close friends at the LGBT dinner. And she was talking to them as though they were just amongst themselves. Apparently she slipped and she didn't realize it was being recorded. And what she said about deplorables, I understand, was not even in the script. She went off script. So something was interfering with her meds to begin with. Here she is with the famous basket of deplorable speech, which preceded the slip and fall. Listen carefully.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Come back with the song.
Xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. But that other basket of people are people who feel the government has let them down, the economy has let them down. Nobody cares about them. Unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up. He has given voice to their websites that used to only have 11,000 people. Now have 11 million. At the very least, if you know anybody who's even thinking about voting for Trump, stage an intervention.
Yeah, Hillary, you know, you really ought to watch the meds. Someone ought to titrate you a little better. Don't know whether it's thyroxine. We don't know what they did, but someone messed with her meds. So that's why I'm playing some Afro-Cuban music, because it's nothing to do with the campaign. So she said they had 11,000 people on the websites, and now they have 11 million? The last I checked, Drudge has 1.4 billion per month. Where'd she get 11,000? Oh, I'm sorry. The number 11, the magic number 11. The same 11 million illegal aliens that have been here for 30 years. They started that 15 years ago. There are 11 million illegal aliens that we must bring into the fold. 11 million, and that hasn't changed? 10 years ago, I told you it was over 30 million. What is it now under? Oh, criminal. Oh, lie. So it went from 11,000 to 11 million all of a sudden. Now even Coked Up Roberts is floating that the Dems are nervously whispering about Clinton stepping aside. Coked Up Roberts, apparently, is someone who works in the major media who really isn't seen very much anymore. But they drug up Coked Up Roberts. No relationship to Julia or her brother, who may have been at the dinner or may not have been at the dinner. I don't know. But Coked Up Roberts floated that the Dems are nervously whispering about Clinton stepping aside. Listen to O2.
People are angry at the lack of transparency. It was hours before the pneumonia diagnosis was revealed after seeing this incredibly damaging video of her being helped and stumbling into a van. And look, there's a reason why the campaign's not transparent. Obviously, it gives Trump ammunition. And then he knew at some point in the campaign schedule that she, like all candidates, would get exhausted. But the fact that it comes now, when the polls are tightening and Democrats were already saying that Hillary was the only candidate who could not beat Trump, and it's taking her off of the campaign trail, it has them very nervously beginning to whisper about having her step aside and finding another candidate.
Well, that, my friends, really is the introduction to today's radio talk show. It's called a talk show. It means I usually talk, but it really is a talk show, and no one in America who has a brain is talking about anything other than this topic. Whether it's in taxi cabs in New York City or lobbies in Manhattan, lobbies in San Francisco, immigrants alike, native people alike, everyone is whispering about Hillary fainting, Hillary falling down like a slab of meat. I mean, if you look at it carefully, this woman went dead like she was. You know when someone's knocked out, they go limp? The legs were dragged. The shoe came off. They threw her in like a side of beef. It's not a pretty thing to watch. This is an older woman. And we wish her a speedy recovery. However, this woman is in trouble. And we need to talk about it. And even the Dems are talking about it. So you look at the Drudge Report. It says, Dems ready for Kane, waiting in bullpen. That's an interesting discussion unto itself. Because we're all going to take a close look at this weirdo. Kane, who looks, if you put makeup on Kane, he would look like in the movie with the Freddy, with the clown, with the nightmare. He's one of the most unappealing white men that God ever created on earth. I personally think that Trump could wipe the floor with the communist Kane. I'll tell you who a real threat is. It's Joe Biden. The reason Biden is a bigger threat to Trump is very simple. Biden may be goofy, but he's likable. He also has very little baggage around him, other than his gaffes and his goofs. He's a likable schmendrick Uncle Joe, even though he's a far-left radical like Hillary is. He's not quite as toxic as Hillary is, because he's not seen that much. Every time he talks, of course, he puts his horse and foot-mouth disease in the mouth. But the fact is, I think that Biden would be a much graver threat to Trump than Kane. Kane is a non-entity. No one ever heard of him. He has a severely radical background. If you look at the link from the Hill, Tim Kaine's Radical Roots, it's right under my scorched earth notice on Drudge. I expect me not to mention it. I wake up to the heaviest artillery in the history of the media, the Drudge Report, and I see my book cover, Scorched Earth, the day before it comes out, Book One of American Dark Ages, Savage Sounds Alarm. I'll get into that as well, because we are one bad election away from losing America. Yes, we are. It is not just hyperbole. We're one election away from losing America. But you go below the book cover, and what you see is Tim Kaine's radical roots, and you'll see why he's quite vulnerable in any debates because of his background. He is a far-left activist. He has the radical connections to Latin America. He has Soviet sympathies in the days when the Soviets were all-powerful. He is more likely like Karl Marx than Jesus Christ, even though he espouses a sort of a revolutionary theology that's related to Christianity. The fact of the matter is, while he was in Honduras, Mr. Kaine embraced an interpretation of the gospel known as liberation theology, identical to that of who? Who pushed liberation theology? It was none other than the black preacher who Obama sat and listened to for 20 straight years, who said God hates America. He said much worse than that. Kaine is from the exact same cut of cloth. It was not mainstream Catholic thought at the time. It may be mainstream Catholic thought under this Vatican leadership, but it was not Catholic thought at the time. It was radical Marxist-based ideology at odds with the Catholic Church. It was at odds with the Pope. It was at odds with the American people. But it was supportive of, and frankly supported by the Soviet Union. Of course, the Vatican today agrees with the liberation theology of Reverend Wright and Barack Obama, and of course now Tim Kaine. And that's why Tim Kaine would be vulnerable in the election if he should be chosen, whereas Biden has almost nothing attached to him that would stick to him. He's kind of a friendly white guy, like the uncle everyone knows, the blue-collar guy that got left behind by, of the type that Hillary talks about. In fact, if you put a blue-collar on, Biden, if you put a blue-collar shirt on over Biden and gave him a lunch pail, he'd look like one of those out-of-work guys in Ohio or Pennsylvania that Trump seems to be attracting. So that leads us to questions. You all want to vent today. I know that. You all have something to say about your ideas, the conspiracies. Will she survive? Was it her 9/11? Who will replace her? Is it Kaine? Is it Biden? Is it the commie with the seltzer bottle, whatever his name is? I forgot already. Colonel Sanders' illegitimate offspring. Questions for you on the Savage Nation. Who will replace Hillary if she drops out? Who could defeat Trump, Biden, Sanders, or Kaine? Do you believe the pneumonia excuse? I don't at all. I think that's a made-up lie because she was seen hugging children right after the event of the slab of meat event. The legs went out from under her. The poor woman lost a shoe on the street. They threw her in the car. And then what, she's seen hugging children? Why does she lie about everything? If she was ill with pneumonia, why was she seen hugging a child when sick? Don't you understand that it means now all the Secret Service agents and all of her staff members and everyone at 9/11 around her could have gotten pneumonia from her? Moreover, if she did get pneumonia, let's say that the cover story is true, where'd she get it from? Exhaustion? That's an important question. Or did she get it from one of the illegal aliens she's been hugging and kissing on the road to the White House? Maybe she got it from shaking Nancy Pelosi's hand, who was seen washing the feet of illegal aliens. Look, it's no joke. When someone gets sick, the right thing to do is wish them well, which we do. Her politics are abominable. They're the most anti-American politics since Barack Obama. But the fact of the matter is, this is the number one story. If you want to call about it, the number is 855-400-7282. I'll be back to take your calls and give you all the latest updates on Hillary Clinton's illness.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
The disdain that Hillary Clinton expressed toward millions of decent Americans disqualifies her from public service. You cannot run for president if you have such contempt in your heart for the American voter. And she does.
You tell him, Donald.
You can't lead this nation if you have such a low opinion for its citizens.
Amen.
Hillary Clinton
right on.
Still hasn't apologized to those she slandered. In fact, she hasn't backed down at all.
Nope. See why I'm playing the music? See the genius of how I put things together? Let's play this. Is this who? Who's this singing it? I'm one of the deplorables, yet I don't know who. It's Merle Haggard, okay. Now, here's the thing. Hillary Clinton. Oh, play some of that cracker music. I want to hear more of it. This is like the heartbeat of America right here. Hillary Clinton just spit on you. The out-of-work white guy who lost his pride, lost his home, lost his wife, lost his town, lost his village, and lost his health. So she comes out amongst her LGBT friends and does it in that. There's a certain way that is talked. Let me tell you something. I live in San Francisco and how people talk. She was so at home with her crowd. I don't know how she slipped and didn't realize it was going to be recorded and broadcast around the world. And you know, here's the thing. Somebody was doctoring her meds. And I'm going to get into a conspiracy theory in a minute. But I want to stick to the country music. She called everyone in America who likes Trump basically deplorables for whatever the reasons she gave for it. Now, if you realize the core audience for country music are those people, think about who she just put down. Everyone who goes to a NASCAR race, every guy who works on a car, every guy whose father worked in a factory, every guy who's come home from a war without a leg, that's who she just crapped on. The next day she slips. Was it God's hand, or was it medication, or worse?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7287. Savage.
The disdain that Hillary Clinton expressed toward millions of decent Americans disqualifies her from public service. You cannot run for president if you have such contempt in your heart for the American voter.
Make no mistake about what you're living through. Make no mistake about it. Now, I have my way of coping with stress. One of them, I'm making it very personal because, well, and it's unimportant why. The point is that I woke up and this music was running in my head. Chapotin, Arsenio Rodriguez. Music I grew up with in New York City listening to Afro-Cuban music. What am I trying to prove to you? Nothing. It's just, you won't even blame me for my subconscious. What, do you want to try me for my subconscious? My subconscious was giving me a break from this madness of Hillary Clinton trying to pretend that she's for all the people. Now, many of you say, I don't know who to vote for. I can't stand her. She's a criminal. But I don't like him either. But I keep saying to people who say that to me, what has he actually done that you don't like and you don't know? You don't have an answer for it. There's no answer to that question. In other words, you've bought the media lies about Trump. And we hear this from all sides about Trump. With her, we know what she is. Using the Clinton Foundation, for example, as a slush fund, they paid the foundation millions of dollars to get access to her, to get favors when she was Secretary of State, criminal act. I don't even want to say the word emails, but if an ordinary officer in the military did what she did, or a G1 did what she did, with access, they'd be in prison. Everyone knows this. I know that the entire FBI is demoralized, and many of them listen to talk radio. They're never going to say that they listen. Almost the entire Corps of Field Officers is sickened to their stomach over what Comey did by not indicting her. But we know why Comey didn't indict her. We can pretty much figure out what happened, given the dangerous trail that is in the wake of the Clinton family. The fact of the matter is, if any agent did what she did, they'd be in prison. Never mind losing their job, losing their clearance. They'd be in prison for what she did. So, okay, that we know, and you put it already behind you because all the coked up people in the media told you it was nothing, right-wing conspiracy, alt-right. Come up with a phrase, alt-right. What does alt-right mean? Nothing. They meant all-right, not alt-right. They had it almost right. They had it almost all-right. They said, now I'm a member of the alt-right. They meant all-right. We're always right. They're always wrong. But the point is, let's stop playing rhetorical games. She made an attack on the American worker, the American voter, by calling all of you deplorables. She smeared websites saying, oh, they had, what, 11,000 people? Now they have 11 million? The Drudge Report has 1.4 billion with a B every month. This existed, meaning this movement of American people has existed for a long, long time. It's just that because of the fact that we don't have mainstream media ever reporting on us in a proper manner, that you think that we're marginal and we don't exist. So what does it have to do with this election? When everyone in this country is talking about it, illegal, legal, long-term, not long-term, every citizen in America is whispering about Hillary's health. And so that's what we're talking about. And again, I've got to throw in something new that no one else has said. Was she or was she not wearing blue lenses before the collapse? Well, some people say she was wearing blue glasses. Big deal. A lot of people wear blue glasses. But experts looked at those glasses and said that they're Zeiss Z1 blue lenses. And they're not even available in the United States of America. They're available only in Europe. They can't even find them on the internet. Well, what are Zeiss Z1 blue lenses for? They treat photosensitivity, especially those with photosensitive epilepsy. That is one theory. They're not available in North America. That came to the person who investigated this for me from the Carl Zeiss customer service person themselves. And then there's something even more. When you see the mainstream media speculating, you know that there's an undertone here of anything's about to happen. I don't know tomorrow what we wake up to. I woke up this morning hearing the Afro-Cuban music in my head. I didn't even listen to it last night. I just heard it in my subconscious coming up from, you know, my 18th, 19th, 20th year on Earth when I used to go to these dances in New York at the Palladium and other nightclubs. And here it was coming back to me, all this music. Why? Am I celebrating? Is my inner being celebrating that something's changing for the betterment and that we might just save America? That America might just be saved by God's hand? That finally God did something? He got off his youth bed and did something? We are one bad election away from losing America. That is right. And it is on my book, Scorched Earth. And yes, I do want you to buy it. And yes, I'm not ashamed to tell you that. Because this is it. Forget about the fact that I said it's my last book. It doesn't matter. My last political book. I am telling you that by expressing the views in Scorched Earth and explaining to Americans what a revolution has been underway under the slimiest man in the history of the presidency and how only the Eddies of the world can save us. Who are the Eddies that I talk about? Who are the Eddies that I say can save America? You are the Eddies. You are the deplorables. Your father saved us from Hitler in World War II, or your grandfather did. Your father took a bullet in Vietnam. You are the deplorables to these vermin. And it's only the Eddies who put down their saws and cease to be carpenters or electricians or plumbers or farmers or accountants or lawyers and went and fought the Nazi Übermensch, the supermen, as they called themselves. My friends, we're back to that point again. And Hillary Clinton is on the wrong side of history. She is sneering at the Eddies who support Trump. She describes you, anyone who supports Trump, as bigots, racists, anti-woman, anti-Semitic, and homophobic. How could that even be possible? How can you say that about half the American people? But I say in Scorched Earth, I have a whole program, the Eddies will come to our defense one more time. They will stand shoulder to shoulder to honor the legacy of those who built this nation, who fought its wars, who bowed in prayer in a rich variety of faiths, and who raised the families that are the backbone of America. This is it. We're down to the wire. I've said a million times there's a saying from Thomas Mann's novel, or novella, God Sees the Truth But Waits. Where has God been? Where has God been during these 8 years that this monster has decimated everything valuable in this country? System by system, organization by organization, person by person, institution by institution. Where has God been? Why hasn't he acted? How did he let this goofball get away with this? Well, now along comes Hillary Clinton, who will drive the final nail in the coffin of America. Make no mistake about it, she's no different than Barry Obama. I love how she says she's going to fix America. I mean, that's preposterous on the face of it. Her policies are a continuation of Obama's. How does she have the audacity to say that Americans want to change and she is the one to bring us this change? How can she even say that? Well, the answer is because her voters, the welfare recipients, the billionaires and trillionaires who have made fortunes through the policies of Obama, do you think Microsoft wants Trump to win? Do you think the man worth $58 or $59 billion, Zuckerberg, wants Trump to win when he might enact the anti-monopoly practices laws that are on the books, the antitrust laws that are on the books? No, they're all wanting Hillary because they've never had it so good. How can one man dominate an entire industry without a motion by the Justice Department? Answer, you own the president. You own the president, that's all. If you own the president, you get away with anything. If the president can eliminate towns, villages, and a nation and get away with it by smiling and golfing, why can't they get away with a monopolistic practice and crush all competition? So what I'm saying is they don't want Trump to win because he's just liable-appointed attorney general who takes the antitrust division of the Justice Department very seriously and brings antitrust actions against Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and all of the other monopolies. They're clear and present monopolies. And I don't know how many different ways I have to say it to you. Many of you are populists. You like Bernie Sanders. You like this message. The little guy against the big guy. I know the message. I know it very well. Only he was not for the little guy. He was for the communists. Bernie Sanders is a lifetime communist, not for the little guy at all. There's a big difference between being for the little guy and wanting to bring around about a Soviet or Cuban-style revolution in America with the prison camps and re-education camps. And Bernie knows that. He's a smart boy chick from New York. He knew just what he was fueling. But many of you who fell for his lies should listen to me very carefully. Listen very carefully. Teddy Roosevelt came to power as a populist on a campaign of bust the trusts. I told you this last week. What did he mean by bust the trusts? Teddy Roosevelt was running as a populist against the establishment, and he said that the trusts have gotten too big. Who were the trusts? The Rockefeller Trust, the Andrew Carnegie Trust. They were running Standard Oil, ran the entire oil industry. They were a giant monopoly. Those who ran the railroads had a railroad monopoly. Nobody could open up a railroad to compete with them, a railroad company. So he said, when I become president, I'm going to bust the trusts, and I'm going to create competition to let competition thrive in America again. In essence, we don't know where Trump stands on this, incidentally. I have never yet heard him address this, by the way. But it's in my book, Scorched Earth, in a major way. And let me tell you something else. When I'm at the inauguration, and when I meet Donald Trump, one of the first things I want to speak with him about is the antitrust division of the Justice Department. One of the other things I'm going to speak with him about is bringing charges against the head of the NIH and the CDC for bringing in infected illegal aliens into this nation when they knew that they would spread diseases. Make no mistake about it. They brought in people with Zika when I was saying don't let them come in from Honduras, which was the epicenter of Zika, the Zika virus at that time. And what did they do at the CDC and the NIH? They brought them in by the hundreds of thousands. This is a criminal act. There has to be consequences for these acts. But you don't want to hear any of this today. It's all in my book, Scorched Earth, and I know many of you, I can tell you what's happening. It's jumping like crazy on Amazon because of the Drudge link. And tomorrow when the book is out, I am going to ask you to go in as my army of savages and savagettes and make sure the book is up front in the bookstores. And you're going to send the message when it makes it to the New York Times list again. It's just going to say, Scorched Earth. What is the subtitle? Did you see the subtitle? Restoring the Country After Obama. If that makes it on the list, that message is everything. It's a billboard across the world. It says three things at once. It says Obama destroyed the country. It says Hillary will destroy it even further. And it says that neither of them have done good for America. And frankly, at this point, it's only one man who can. There's only one person who can do that. So again, we come back to the core questions of the Savage Nation today, which is, well, many of you want to know what disease she's suffering from because it's not pneumonia. And I've given you the story on the Zeiss lenses, not available in America. Others have said it's not pneumonia, it's Parkinson's. Others have said it's epilepsy. We don't know what it is. And again, we have to be decent about it. Last night when I saw this, I said to someone very important in the media, Trump has to tread very carefully here, as do I. You can't attack someone who's sick. That's not our way. And we do wish her well, but we don't wish her into the White House. We want her well enough to face charges, the criminal charges that she is going to face if Trump wins. We want her well enough to face the music of what she's done to this country. But we certainly don't want her in the White House, do we? So let's go to some of the callers. Let's start with Jerry on WABC Line 5. Jerry, what's your point?
Well, she has this chronic cough, Michael, and as a physician, one of the things that could be happening is that she has a small lung cancer, which is causing the lung cancer is causing a small amount of fluid to accumulate around her lung. And in an effort to hide it, as she hides most things, they use some diuretics to try to suction off some of that fluid, and that may have dehydrated her that she ended up passing out. So all the things are falling into place. Eventually, they're going to have to release what her chest x-ray looks like and what kind of pneumonia it is, and we'll have more information at that time.
All right. Dr. Jerry, let me ask you something. What about the Zeiss Z1 blue lenses I mentioned to treat photosensitive epilepsy? Do you rule that out?
I'm an ophthalmologist, as it happens, and I have heard of such a thing, but it is such a small subset of causes of seizures that I have to say I really have no personal experience with it.
Good. So we have an expert opinion. I'm sending you a copy of Scorched Earth. Stay on the line, Jerry. That opens up a line at 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. We're talking about one topic today. And that topic is very clearly Hillary's health.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
Ooh. Shame on you.
Right?
Right? Stand-up comedy.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Yeah. Obamaphobic. Add Obamaphobic. Add Hillaryphobic. Add Clinton Foundationphobic. Add all the other phobias that we all suffer from. And you and your friends there suffer no phobias? How about straightophobia? How about heterophobia? How about Christophobia? How about xenophobia? You know, it goes two ways, Hillary, and you do owe the American people an apology. You're the greatest divider since Barack Obama, and that's saying a lot. The entire group that she just put down by calling you deplorable, and I'm going to repeat it over and over again because she's never apologized. Now, either she can't apologize because she's too sick to do so, or she doesn't really want to apologize. If you think about the metrics, she actually believes you're deplorable. Think about it. She doesn't need your vote. She wasn't going to get it anyway, she figured. So this is the deplorable, the entire country music audience out there, the NASCAR audience, the entire military, the entire police across America, all deplorable to her. Well, my friends, there's a lot to talk about. Who will replace her if she drops out? I frankly don't think she's going to drop out. But
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
Now, what happens if Hillary Clinton drops out of the campaign for health problems? Everyone's asking what happens, what happens, what happens. The Daily News, as you well know, is an anti-Trump organization, around-the-clock anti-Trump, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. So they have a very interesting headline. Here's what happens if Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump drop out of the campaign. They lump him with her now, even though she fell like a slab of meat off a curb yesterday. And it had to be loaded in the car like a side of beef because of if something went wrong. Now already it's him, too. And the double talk continues in the Daily News. Clinton resting after suffering pneumonia. They don't show the slab of meat imagery. They show her waving in the pantsuit, the bulletproof van. I feel like I'm living in a banana republic with all the bulletproof vans. All the Secret Service, the bulletproof vans. I feel like I'm living in Uruguay in the 1950s. But let's put aside my own observations of the disgusting nature of what this country has become over these years. By the way, your man, your choice, your liberal, your president, Barack Obama, has created the greatest and largest surveillance state in U.S. in world history. According to insiders, he's created the greatest spy system in the history of any government. All under the smiling golfer pose. Can you imagine if she gets her hands on the surveillance system, what she will do to the deplorables? Can you imagine what she will do to the deplorables that she detests so much? You know the ones that she speaks of with such aplomb with her gay and lesbian friends. You know, the racist, sexist, homophobic, anti-Muslim types, you know. They all know who we are. Well, do they really know who we are? We're their fathers and mothers. We're their brothers and sisters. And yet they seem to hate us. Why do they hate us? Why do they have such disrespect for the heartbeat of America? But, of course, the issue is not why or how. It's what happens if she drops out. I personally don't think she will drop out. I think she's too evil. And I never see evil people ever, ever, ever drop out of anything. I think she's strong as a horse. I think they'll titrate her meds. And whoever didn't do it right is going to be fired. Look for a change in her presidential medical staff, by the way. Just keep an eye out for that one. But what if she gets too sick to keep fighting for the White House? That's what everyone's asking. The Constitution doesn't specify what should happen if the nominees need a health leave. Did you know that? The Constitution does establish the terms for the presidency and the vice presidency, but the Constitution of the United States of America does not specify what should happen if the nominees need a health leave. So it's up to the respective political parties, which each party has their own rules for picking a replacement. Did you know this? I don't think most people know this. For example, if Clinton cannot campaign and she does drop out, the DNC has to fill her spot according to its own charter. The Democrat Party would hold a special meeting. The officials would get one vote each. Whoever wins the majority wins the nomination. But the Democrat Party has no rules about who exactly would be up for a vote. So that means Tim Kaine, Clinton's sad running mate, would receive no special consideration in the postmortem vote. Nor would Bernie or VP Biden. Because according to the rules, the winning spot is up for grabs for anyone in the party. Now, this is very troublesome. Because they could nominate a winner. She'd win by a landslide. You know who that is? Who am I implying they would run who would win by a landslide? Michelle Obama. No one has said that yet. Mark it down. Michael Savage said it first. Oh, it's been said before over the years by those of us in the alt-right. That's a joke. We're really the all-right, not the alt-right. But nevertheless, those of us in the all-right movement have said that she would run and be a very, 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 very clear favorite. So as far as the Democrat rules indicate, the winning spot is up for grabs for anyone in the Democrat Party. It could be a local undertaker. It could be a haberdasher. It could be a record producer. Did you know that? Any Democrat can be put up for nomination. If she ran, she'd win by a landslide. Now, what about the process on the Republican side? It's even more ambiguous. Should Trump's health fail, which is very, very unlikely, he's strong as a horse. It's from the meatloaf and jeans. Should Trump's health fail and he leaves, according to the RNC, they could choose either to select a replacement on their own or reconvene the entire 2,472 delegate national convention, according to the Republican Party rules. And then again, the person who gets the majority votes in either situation becomes the new nominee. And once again, the VP candidate does not get privilege consideration. So that means Mike Pence wouldn't even count. And by the way, this is the same process if either candidate exits the race for a non-medical reason. Non-medical reason. Can you believe that? So my friends, having said that, a presidential nominee has never dropped out of a campaign due to health reasons. And a president-elect has never been too sick for the White House. So we don't know what's coming. Some states have laws allowing a resigned or dead candidate to remain on ballots. And I have said, not jokingly, that if Hillary Clinton was in a coma, God forbid, with tubes coming out of her mouth, she'd win. Given the fact that they flooded America with illegal aliens, they've knocked out all voter ID laws, and as you well know, all the women in New York City vote three different times. Once under their name in Queens, once again under their name in Florida, and then once again for their dead under their dead husband's name. That's at least three to four times. You know what I mean? She's wonderful. She's just like us. God bless you. So we don't know what's going to happen, but there's a lot of speculation out there. But we do know this. Hillary does not have pneumonia. It's almost 1,000% true that she's faking it. They're lying about that again. How do we know that? We don't. But we, the untouchables, or the deplorables, whatever they want to call us these days, some of us actually can think. Do you know that some of us deplorables, even though we weren't at the LGBT dinner, we actually have the capacity for reason? Some of us are medical doctors. Some of us are PhDs in the health sciences. Some of us are lawyers. Some of us really can think, even though we weren't at the LGBT dinner. And some of us have come to the conclusion that she's lying and they're lying about her. So if you want to speculate on this, on Hillary's 9/11, and are the Dems ready for Kaine, who was in the bullpen according to the Drudge Report, the phone number is 855-407-282. I would be remiss if I didn't warn you that America's in her dark ages right now, and that we have only one shot to get out of this darkness that we've entered, and that is the Republican candidate. I won't even say Trump, because if I say Trump right away, people get nervous. I'll say the Republican candidate. How's that? Savage sounds alarm. It's on the Drudge Report. Link to the article. I won't read it to you. Michael Savage, we're one bad election away from losing America. The country as it was before Obama will never come back. By the way, you didn't hear me say that yet today. It's in the article that Art Moore of WorldNet Daily wrote. But it's a very important article because I say that Obama's scorched earth policies are turning America into a third world nation of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. Now, pause for a minute. Under Obama, have we not seen increased terror, increased riots, increased mobs, and increased chaos? Of course we have. And I'm saying we're one election away from survival. But remember what I mean by that. I don't mean we're going to disappear overnight. Portugal still exists. It was once a world power. Spain still exists. It was once a world power. Holland still exists. It was once a world power. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's not a matter of whether America will still be here. It's just that the America we knew before the gangster regime took over will never, ever come back. And I quote a French historian who no one ever heard of, who says Roman civilization did not pass peacefully away. It was assassinated. That looks exactly like what's going on in our society and culture. It has been and is being assassinated by the left, especially by Brutus Obama. 855-407-282. Let's go to some of the callers when I return right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Our support comes from every part of America and every walk of life. We have the support of cops and soldiers, carpenters and welders, the young and the old, and millions of working class families who just want a better future and a good job. These were the people Hillary Clinton so viciously demonized. These were among the countless Americans that Hillary Clinton called deplorable, irredeemable, and un-American.
Nobody's heard anything like this.
Well, he's right. Trump said one sentence at the beginning of his run for the primaries about some Mexicans coming across the border who are bringing drugs. He called them drug dealers. Is he wrong? Some Mexicans who are coming over the border are criminals. Is he wrong? One-third of most prisoners, of all prisoners in our prisons, are illegal aliens, many of whom are from south of the border. He said that, and they didn't let it go. The little men, the Lilliputians, the Jake Tappers, the Wolf Blitzers, the George, whatever his name is, Opolis, certainly not Metropolis. And he has not been forgiven for that one little statement about Mexicans. Because of that, heads of state called him racist, xenophobic, you name it. So how would you define Hillary Clinton calling the Eddies of America deplorable? What would be the right word for that? Anti-nativist? Let's see, phobic, natophobia? There's not such a word, is there? Natophobia. Fear of the natives. We're the natives. We're like the natives in the country that she detests, her and her girlfriends and boyfriends and other friends at her, all of her rallies. They laugh at you. They sneer at you. Well, to me, it's life and death. That's how I see it. To me, it's life and death. There's no other to put it. The choice Americans face November 8th is simple. Life under Trump, death under Clinton. It's down to the wire. No other choice. It's clear. And she hasn't apologized because she actually believes you're deplorable. And I'm telling you again, Clinton owes favors to many of the nation's most subversive organizations. I am talking about organizations undermining this country in every way they can. Let's put aside her illness. Who are these subversive organizations? They weaken us. They make us vulnerable. They shame us. They make us apologize for being Americans. They lie about virtually everything that is good. They smear our virtues. They undermine Christianity to support Islam. It's beyond my comprehension that most of you don't see right through her. I see white people in the suburbs with Hillary signs, and I get angry at first, and I just shake my head saying they're beyond reproach. But if you look at her record, I can summarize it in one sentence. Forget Benghazi. Just say the Middle East. Just say the Arab Spring. Hillary owns it. She promoted it. She ran with it. It was a product of the George Soros Foundation, to the best of my knowledge. He funded it. Brzezinski was the architect of it. Hillary Clinton was the sales girl. The Arab Spring. And the Arab Spring has resulted in millions of refugees pouring into Europe. I give you all the details in Scorched Earth. And I won't read it to you because many of you say, oh, don't talk about your book. How come you talk about your book, Scorched Earth, so much? Well, let me explain something to you. You know that I'm not going to be on any television shows. You know I'm blackballed by Fox News. You know that. It's a fact. You know that none of the conservatives that you love so much will even mention the book because they have blackballed me as well. So, therefore, if I am not for myself, who will be? And so, therefore, you have to expect me once a year when I write a book to talk about it. What do you want me to do, not talk about it? I think it's an important message. My emphasis has been on borders, language, and culture. Even Salon magazine has called me the architect of Trumpomania. And many of the proposals for saving America in my last several books are being used by the Trump campaign to the credit of Donald Trump and, of course, to the benefit of the United States of America. And yet here we have the Eddies who are supporting Donald Trump, described by Hillary and the establishment media and Democrats as bigots, racist, anti-women, anti-Semite, and homophobic. But it's the Eddies who will come to our defense one more time. They will stand shoulder to shoulder to honor the legacy of those who built this nation, who fought its wars, who bowed in prayer in a rich variety of faiths, and who raised the families that are the backbone of America. Yes, it's all on scorched earth. And I want to go to something else Hillary said. It's very important to check. She was sneering at them at the LGBT meeting the other night. And she said Trump has given voice to their websites, meaning the alt-right, meaning the all-right people, that used to have only 11,000 people, now have 11 million. The Drudge Report has 1.4 billion visits a month. What do you mean 11,000? Where's she getting that from? Because it's been up on the Drudge Report all morning, the cover of my book, the first you've seen it, by the way, it's now moving up on the Amazon list the day before publication. It's now number 30. It went from in the hundreds to number 30 from this marginal website of 11,000 people. You have no idea how powerful this alternate right movement is, because we're all right. We're not alt-right. Write it down. I said it. It's all right, not alt-right. And let me tell you something else. The announcement of this missive of mine with the statement Restoring America After Obama, because it was listed on the most important website in the world, the Drudge Report, this morning, and I think it's still up there. I hope it stays up there, frankly, before the book actually comes out tomorrow. I consider that the equivalent of heavy artillery before a campaign of war. In other words, before troops go in, there's an artillery barrage that sometimes lasts hours or a day to soften up the enemy. The heavy guns of the media were unleashed today on the Drudge Report with the scorched earth artillery shells. They're big. They're powerful. And it's landing. They're landing all over the enemy's battlefields. And tomorrow, the troops go in. Who are the troops? Who are the deplorables who are going to go into every bookstore in America and to demand to see scorched earth so they can send a message with this little personal billboard, which they carry out proudly and hold in their hands proudly, and they don't bow down to any of the goon squads that Obama has leashed across the land?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
You want to know who deplorables are? They're deplorable. Black Lives Matter, they're deplorable. I'll tell you who the true deplorables are. But you're not tuning in to hear what I think, are you? Well, what are you tuning in for? What do you want to hear me say? Do you think I'm just making this up for effect? You mean the riots under Obama, the racism under Obama, the war on police under Obama are not real? You mean the chaos under Obama is not real? You mean the Zika epidemic that he let happen is not real? You mean the increased number of terrorists that are coming across the border is not real? You mean the measles epidemics that are breaking out across America, as well as the tuberculosis epidemics that are breaking out across America, are not real? Just because you don't see it on the news doesn't mean it's not real. It's funny she has a health crisis, according to the major media. You know, you could argue that America has a health crisis as well, mental and physical, as a result of 8 years of this criminal administration. The hatred and derision that comes from the left in attacking the average American is so apparent right now that you have to ask yourself, how come she said it? Well, she said it for a few reasons. You could say it was a slip of the tongue. Someone altered her medication and she made a mistake, or she mixed alcohol with something else. It was not in the script and she said deplorables. I don't know if that's true. I think what she did was is she shored up her support amongst those who hate you, in case any of them are actually thinking of voting for Trump because they remember what happened at the Orlando Gay Club. Now think about what I just said to you. Do you know that the shootings in Orlando by the Muslims that killed so many gays at the gay nightclub has had an opposite effect of what the Hillary gun grabbers would like to have happened? Gay people across America, or homosexual people, however you want to call people who are oriented in that direction, are buying guns and learning how to use them in droves. They didn't say, oh, help us. They didn't say, oh, save us. They said, we'll take care of ourselves. And so the smart people around Hillary Clinton said, you know what, we better shore up because we're bleeding even gays right now. See, they know things that you're never going to read. They're bleeding even gay supporters who like Donald Trump. Did you know that? So she puts down these people and she calls them names, and she makes those who are moving, she even says we need an intervention at the end. She said at the end, if you know anybody who was even thinking about voting for Trump, stage an intervention. That's what she said after calling everyone who was voting for Trump a deplorable at the LGBT dinner. Listen to what I just said to you. This was calculated. So whoever wrote it for her wants the bleeding of gay supporters to stop. So she's trying to shame them into thinking that they'll be unfashionable if they vote for Trump. Well, maybe we can then move after 8 years of Hillary or 80 years of Hillary, whoever they put in, to non-secret ballots. Maybe it'll be like in North Korea where you have to tell the government who you voted for, and then the Dems will have 100% of the people voting for them. So that's number one. I don't think that it was a mistake, incidentally. I think it was to stave off the bleeding of gay voters who were moving over to Trump. And I'm, of course, we don't believe the campaign story. Do you? WSBA Radio. Mark, where are you calling from? What city are you in?
I'm in Indianola.
Where? Indianapolis?
No, Indianola in Des Moines.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize the signal, and I apologize for that. What's your main point, Mark?
Well, my main point, Michael, is that it seems like every time she goes out to campaign in the public side, the next day or day after, her numbers in the poll go down. This excuse with ammonia gives her time to stay at home. We'll probably stay at home and trash our airways full of commercials. And if she can keep her numbers steady or go up a little bit, then that ammonia could be bad for 30 days or 60 days. I think this just buys her a lot of time.
So you think that this whole thing is a ploy?
Well, no. She's definitely got a medical problem. I'm just saying ammonia.
You mean pneumonia, not ammonia. She didn't inhale ammonia. You mean pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Yeah, she wasn't sniffing a rag with ammonia on it. Only my maid does that when she comes in the studio and sprays Windex.
Yeah.
So, all right, look, I'm sending you scorched earth. Stay on the line. Now, the blue glasses, I'm sorry, I'm going back to it. If you see the pictures of Hillary on the campaign trail, she is wearing very odd blue lenses. I'm going back to it again. I'm the only one making an issue of it. According to a friend of mine who is in the business, they say that she was wearing blue glasses the day she collapsed and that blue glasses are prescribed for patients suffering from light-induced epileptic seizures. Now, I have to ask you a question. Look at the blue glasses she's wearing. There's a very clear picture of them on some websites. Okay? And the fellow who sent it to me said, I found a study which shows that Carl Zeiss brand Z1 blue lenses are highly effective in treating photosensitive epilepsy. And then, further to the puzzle, we read these lenses are available only in Europe. You can't even find them in the U.S. or on the Internet. And this person said, I emailed Zeiss customer service and got no response. And then they found out that these lenses are not available in North America. Look at the glasses, the blue lenses. So something, there's a lot of things wrong here. We know she doesn't have pneumonia. If you watch the video, incidentally, and let's go into the video. I haven't talked about it because it's starting to like border on the Zapruder tape now. This tape of her stumbling will be, this is going to live for a long time on the Internet. People are going to speculate what really happened. But if you look at the videotape, I had a piece up on my site. I don't know where it went last night. Somebody put together a slow-mo of it. I don't know if it's still up. Enhanced footage of Hillary's seizure and collapse, mystery history. And somebody, I don't know if they altered the tape. It's 3 minutes and 21 seconds of the collapse and seizure. You look at it very carefully. There's a lot in there. You learn an awful lot about what's going on in America today and the mystery of our presidency to begin with. But there's footage of Hillary Clinton having a seizure and collapsing live on New York City on the morning of the 11th. When we saw this, we all gasped, incidentally. And interestingly enough, it happened on 9/11. So there she is now, standing on a curb, pulls up the black, bulletproof, armored Chevy van. It looks like a Chevy. And there she's wobbling. Tall black guy, tall white guy, grab her as she wobbles. The legs go out from under her. The shoe falls off. They throw her into the van like a slab of meat. They don't even sit her down. They throw her in. I'm not making it up for fun. This is not a... There she goes, wobbling. Like, you ever see a 10-pin wobble when it's hit by a bowling ball and it doesn't go down right away? She wobbles like a 10-pin. Here's an enhanced version. That in a few seconds into this tape, the new Zapruder tape, and there comes the Praetorian Guard. She has a very obese woman behind her, obviously to block imagery, and then some very large Secret Service agents who step up with their black suits. You can't really see it carefully. And down she goes. Down she goes. It's a terrible thing to watch, by the way. It's not very pretty to watch this. This woman went down like a slab of a side of beef. So don't tell me it's pneumonia. There's something else going on here. Now you see another white guy, Secret Service, running around with his chest out. Bingo. Down she goes, shoe on floor. Shoe on floor. Someone picks up shoe, throws it in a bulletproof van. I don't know. This is like the Zapruder tape now. And it's being covered up. It's terrible. And the fact of the matter is, it's from mystery history. I don't know who they are. 9/11 is the date that Hillary and the towers fell, someone wrote. Something is very wrong with the whole picture. Do you really believe she's fit to be president, irrespective of her psychotic progressive policies, which are not really progressive, they're regressive? I don't think so. And the question today is, who would replace her if she was unfit to run? And she has not apologized for the deplorable statement. They're lying about pneumonia. Doctors have called it, written all over the country. These are not the symptoms of pneumonia. People are speculating it's something much worse. Something is wrong with this picture. KSFO Tom, welcome from San Francisco. What do you make of the seizure footage?
Love the show, Dr. Savage. I'm one of the deplorables.
Hello, deplorables.
Dr. Savage. Can you hear me?
Yes, from one deplorable to another. Yes, what's on your mind, deplorable?
Okay, I looked at the footage, and what it looked to me is that, first of all, in the beginning, she's very stilted. So I think it's seeing a petite mal seizure is what I see there.
Well, are you in a medical field, or do you have someone in the family who suffers from epilepsy?
I can't remember if it was your show. A doctor called in and suggested Parkinson's. My mother suffers from atypical Parkinson's, and a big problem with that is aspiration. Big problem.
So, well, if you look, I don't want to get into this because we're all speculating, but I have to say one thing. My mother, God rest her soul, had Parkinson's in the end of her life, and her hand locked up. She had a hand that didn't move. I mean, I saw all the symptoms. It was not funny to watch this. We don't want to see this in anyone. Unfortunately, it's part of the human condition. People do get sick, you know. She's a human being. They're vulnerable, isn't she? And she's an old woman. She's not, you know, she's not a young woman by age alone. She's in an old category.
Well, one thing for sure, Dr. Savage, we won't hear George Snotiopoulos talk about it.
No. All right, I'm sending you, what am I sending you? What book are you getting?
I would like The Scorched Earth, Dr. Savage.
Stay on the phone. But you got to promise me, even though you're getting it for free, you're going to go into the store and make sure they're stacked up front tomorrow. You're going to make yourself heard. Why did Hillary hug a child while suffering from pneumonia? If it's pneumonia, if that's the cover story, London Daily Mail is asking the question. Another right-wing newspaper, I guess the Daily Mail is now part of the alt-right. Of course, we're the all-right, but part of the all-right movement says, why did Hillary hug a child while suffering from pneumonia? Candidate embraced young girl despite having a contagious illness, is what they're saying. As you know, pneumonia is spread from person to person when small droplets of water that contain the pneumococcus bacteria get into the air and people breathe them in. So the 68-year-old grandmother was diagnosed with pneumo on Friday and given antibiotics, but had become dehydrated, they say, at the event in New York. But why was she hugging children? In other words, if she has pneumonia, it's a contagious illness. It's spread from person to person. It can be spread by sneezing, by droplets, just by touching droplets. And she's constantly in enclosed spaces in a van. She's face to face with myriads of people. And she didn't care about possibly spreading this respiratory virus. My friends, listen to me. It doesn't make sense, because that means the Secret Service would have been put at risk. Holding a little girl outside the Whitman at 21 East 26. Feeling great, Clinton hugs a girl, says she feels better. I hope she's well. I hope the girl is going to have a patch test now. This is not to be confused, by the way, with tuberculosis. This is pneumonia. Pneumonia is a very serious illness in older people. In fact, if you research it, you will see that many older people who get pneumonia do not survive it. Did you know that? It's that serious an illness. It depends upon how strong their immune system is. Now, she's known to eat garbage food. She's known to not take good care of herself. She's overweight. She stresses herself beyond belief. She eats garbage. Probably doesn't take vitamins. Guzzles a lot of booze. We know that from the last campaign with the airplane and the list of requisitioned items. So people are talking. That's what America does. We talk. We live in a free society. And in a free society, we're allowed to speculate. Do you understand we're not living in sub-equatorial Africa where you get eaten like by a cannibal eater? You see that story? I couldn't believe that story over the weekend. I couldn't believe it. I linked it up on michaelsavage.com. Oh, you got to play me the music, the Chapatin, as we go out. I know I'm running late. Hillary faints, knees buckle. Underneath that picture, sick African dictator eats his enemy's testicles and brains to boost his sexual prowess. But his suit is nice, made on Savile Row. Go visit Africa on a safari. Stop in and see the president.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Okay, here's my warning. Roman civilization did not just collapse, it was assassinated. Obama has been knifing America in the heart for 8 straight years. Hillary Clinton would put the knife into the jugular vein and bleed us out. It's very clear to me what progressives are doing and want to do. That is why I use the title Scorched Earth. There was a reason for it. I've got America's attention. Believe me, I've got America's attention. Believe me, they don't want this book to even be published. This just came to me from Craig Smith of Swiss America. We think we will always be here as America. But Alexander Tyler, a Scottish historian writing about the fall of the Athenians 2,000 years earlier in 1787, had this to say. A democracy is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist up until the time that voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. Scorched Earth. Obama is assassinating the United States of America. Hillary Clinton will cut the jugular vein and bleed us out. It's that simple. We are one election away from losing everything.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
She's recovering fine from her little health issue. She had a little dehydration on Friday, or Saturday rather, then they turned it into pneumonia. Well, we don't know what it is, but we know it's not dehydration. And most intelligent people in the medical world are asking serious questions, namely about her fall yesterday, 9/11. Because if you watch the slow tape, which we are calling the Zagruder tape, because it depends upon the angle at which you look at it, I'm sorry to say to you, this is not pleasant to say. This woman went out like a light. She did faint. That's fainting. The legs went out. The shoe came off. The Secret Service covered up her back so you couldn't see any camera. Real shot of her, but they threw her in the van like a side of beef. And we're all saying, wait a minute, is she fit to be president? Then we're saying, well, what happens if, God forbid, she drops out? It's a big, big concern. Everyone in this country, is discussing this. Everyone is asking themselves the same question. What happens if she is sick and too sick to run for the presidency? Who will they put in? So some are saying it'll be Kane. He's absolutely not capable of winning. Kane has shown himself to be a schmendrick on the world stage, a zero. He cannot win. I don't care all the king's horses and all the king's men. Kane has no grip on the public. No one likes him. And you can make all the jokes you want. So they bring in Biden. Biden's a real threat to Trump for the reasons I mentioned before, and namely because Biden, although he is a left-wing type, just like the rest of them, given to all of the left-wing progressive so-called causes, he doesn't seem to have the hatred and vitriol of the Keynes, who seems to savor sticking knives into people in this country who stand for traditional patriotic values. The same way that Hillary has a certain viciousness about her that pours out of her very being. Biden doesn't seem to have that. So he'd be a viable candidate. But as I explained to you before, the Democrats have very weird rules. It doesn't have to be Biden or Kane or Sanders. It could be any member of the Democrat Party that they put up to an internal vote, which means that they could elect, I'm sorry to tell you, Mrs. Obama could be put up there on the candidacy and she'd win. I mean, I don't like to say it, but she would win. Now, people will say, well, maybe that's the plan, that the party knows that she was a weak candidate. She was falling in the polls. I mean, let's run down the novelistic viewpoint. They do internal polling, never mind the face that they put out there. She was polling terribly. Trump was surging. She was falling. She made one mistake after another. She's very unappealing. The more people see her, the less they like her. The more they see Trump, the more they like him. So they said, wait a minute, we're about to lose the world. Remember what's at stake here, the whole world. Just think about this gang. Just think about this gang that's currently running this country and the world. Do you think this gang wants to let go of its power with all of the inherent wealth and fame that they currently enjoy? Do you think they want to let go of that? Have you ever known any party that ever wants to let go of its power? Also, maybe there's a theory that's viable. They saw she may not win. They got worried. And I'm running a conspiracy theory now, specifically on purpose. I said conspiracy theory. And the doctor modified her medication so that she'd stumble and she'd have to leave. That's a theory, isn't it? If you were writing a novel, pardon me, or if one of the geniuses from Hollywood wanted to write this, they would write it that way, wouldn't they? I mean, you see, if you saw it in the movie and Harvey Weinstein was the producer, you'd say, what a brilliant movie. Who wrote it? Who is the brilliant writer for that one? But if I say it because I'm a member of the All Right movement, all right, all the time, because I am a leader of the All Right movement, and have been for 20 years on the radio and in my writings, suddenly you discount what I'm saying to you? If it was a fictional story, they modify the meds, she falters, she falls, she has to drop out, and they bring in someone who can win. That would be the way the novel's written. It's a novel. We don't know the truth. But we do know that the Democrats are now showing that they're nervous about Hillary's health. They're nervous. Well, she's had a whole series of previous health issues. I'll remind you, December 2012, Clinton suffers from concussion after falling at home. She fainted at home and suffered a concussion as a result. The Hate Department released a statement at the time saying Clinton had been suffering from a stomach virus. And again, they used a lie about dehydrated, and she lost consciousness. So dehydration is the standard lie. And they put out a statement, she has been recovering at home and will continue to be monitored regularly by her doctors. Anyway, that was the lie at that time. Okay, dehydration. Now, following the concussion, Mrs. Clinton wore glasses to help her with a double vision issue. All right, that happens to people over the age of 40, 50. I wear glasses. I don't have double vision, but I have to wear glasses. Not a big deal. Many presidents wear glasses. I don't wear special blue glasses from Zeiss Optics out of Switzerland, but okay, maybe I can get a pair now. They'll become very fashionable, the blue glasses. January 2013, Clinton goes to hospital with blood clot. Clinton was admitted to a New York hospital at the start of 2013 due to a potentially serious blood clot that was discovered during a follow-up exam related to a previous concussion, the New York Times reported at the time. She spent several days at the New York Presbyterian Hospital. Oh, I'm glad it was the Presbyterian Hospital. How come there's New York Jewish, New York Presbyterian? Is there a New York Muslim hospital? I don't know yet. Instead of building mosques, why don't they build hospitals? I mean, other religions have built churches and synagogues and hospitals. I'm just asking. Why hasn't there been a New York Muslim hospital where all can go? Treated with blood thinners and proper hydration. June 2014. Clinton says she has no lingering effects from a concussion. That was an interview with a very reputable People magazine. And she said, I did have a concussion and some effects in the aftermath of it, mostly dizziness, double vision. Those all dissipated, she said, July 2015. Clinton's doctor releases a statement on her health. And it's about excellent physical condition. A doctor should be disbarred. Dr. Bardak should be working in Haiti as a weight loss type that cuts fat out of people, in my opinion. That's where Dr. Bardak belongs. According to Dr. Bardak, Hillary's doctor, she was diagnosed with pollen allergies. You hear? That was a whole problem. You know, Bardak, okay, yeah, I know the type. I lived in New York. I know the type, Bardak. I knew all the Bardaks. I ran from the female Bardaks of the world. It's what sent me to San Francisco with a flower in my hair. September 2016, Clinton's coughing fit raises eyebrows. Okay, we know about that. September 2016, Clinton's forced to leave September 11th anniversary service early, caught on camera stumbling as she went to get in. That's not stumbling. She fell like a slab of meat. It was not a stumble. The Zagruder tapes, I'm calling them, show this. It's no stumble. Legs go out, shoe falls off, limp. Limp, limp. It's terrible to watch. I don't wish it on anyone. I do not. I'd like her to lose the election, but not to get sick. She did not stumble, and it was not from overheating. There's something being covered up here, and America is very nervous about it, because this is not an ordinary election. This is an extraordinary election. Did you hear what I said? Now, I have something that's a bombshell for you right now. It's on the Drudge Report. And it's coming to you right now. Here's a blast. Former DNC chairman calls for Clinton contingency plan. Former DNC chairman calls for Clinton contingency plan. Kyle Cheney, Politico. A former Democratic National Committee chairman says President Barry Obama and the party's congressional leaders should immediately identify a potential successor candidate for Hillary Clinton for the off chance a health emergency forces her out of the race. Now is the time for all good political leaders to come to the aid of their party, said Don Fowler, who helmed the DNC from 95 to 97 during Bill Clinton's presidency. And he has backed Hillary since her 08 presidential bid. He goes further. He says, I think the plan should be developed by 6 o'clock this afternoon. You know what time it is right now in New York? It's 5:15. 45 minutes from now, they will probably announce a contingency plan just as I go off the air. Now, Fowler said that they all expect Clinton to fully recover from her bout with pneumonia. You know, that's what they're calling it. But he continued that the Democrat Party would be mistaken to proceed without a contingency plan. I told you this at the earlier part of the show. The party's existing rules empower the DNC to name a replacement candidate but include few guidelines and parameters. They could name any member of the Democrat Party. They could pick an undertaker from Illinois, or they could pick anyone they want, and that might be someone who could easily beat Donald Trump, and that would be Mrs. Obama. I'm just telling you the way it is. You know, I'm saying it not because I read it, but because that's what they could do, and she could win. She's extremely popular, even though she shouldn't be. I don't want to go into it. It's not bashing her. She's an abusive first lady. She abused her office just like her husband did. She has an entitlement that's sickening. She used the Air Force One or Air Force Two, like a FedEx packaging for her personal use. She abused us. But the average moron out there who was empowered by the welfare state loves her. So there's the story. The phone number, I'm going to give it to you, but there's no line. So what's the point of giving you the phone number? I'm going to give you something else. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Even if you can't afford to buy my book, Scorched Earth, I'll tell you what I want you to do. Let's say you want it, but you can't buy it. this is free, okay? Go to the Drudge Report, look at the cover of the book on the left side, click on the cover, and then click on the Amazon link and don't buy the book. That click alone will drive the book like crazy across the landscape of the United States of America, okay? Do it for me. It's free.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. And I figured, okay, I'm afraid to turn the computer on. I don't know what's going to be today. I've never seen a campaign like this in my life. Now, this is new. Why did she go to her daughter's apartment right after such a serious event and not to the emergency room? Well, according to the New York Post, and they're, believe me, pretty middle of the road right now, there's a new headline by Yoav Gonen and Sean Cohen, Tina Moore and Bruce Golden. Exclusive. Clinton team avoided ER to conceal details of her medical treatment. She was headed to an ER following a sudden collapse during the 9/11 ceremony, but ditched her NYPD escort and detoured to daughter Chelsea Clinton's apartment to keep details of her medical treatment under wraps, the Post has learned. This is a shocker. I mean, it's every minute something that was happening. Secret Service protocol called for the Democratic presidential nominee to be taken to a state-designated Level 1 trauma center in the wake of her Sunday morning health crisis at Ground Zero. But a campaign operative, boy, it sounds like a banana republic, but a campaign operative decided to change course to avoid treatment by doctors, nurses, or other medical workers who could leak details to reporters, a source said. So Clinton's bulletproof van, which was supposed to be escorted by an NYPD protective detail, veered away, and the Secret Service violated their own protocols, took her away from Ground Zero before the NYPD could accompany her, another source said. So there's a number of big issues. How did the Secret Service have the right to violate their own protocols? Clinton told police officers that she didn't want the escort at all, but the NYPD actually overruled that request because they have an obligation to treat everyone equally. So then 2 hours after the health crisis, she comes out of her daughter's apartment, and she says, "I'm feeling great, thanks," before bizarrely adding, "It's a beautiful day in New York," even though thousands of people were still honoring the victims of the terror attack that destroyed the World Trade Center. Clinton's campaign mouthpieces then said she was later examined at her home at Chappaqua by her personal physician, that same Bardak. We'll talk about Bardak at another time. She reminds me of the type that does plastic surgery in Guadalajara to disguise drug dealers' faces. That's where she should be next, in my opinion. I don't think she's a surgeon. Clinton's campaign said she was later examined at her home in Chappaqua by her personal physician, who pronounced that she was recovering nicely. I love these phrases. Don't they really give you encouragement? "Oh, yes, my client's recovering nicely," because she became overheated and dehydrated, morons, to about a undisclosed pneumonia. Bardak. Oh, Bardak. Your mother must be real proud of you, Bardak. All right, let's go to the callers. It's getting crazier. But before we do that, don't lose one of the main things I said to you today. When Clinton said half of Trump supporters are a basket of deplorables, she was talking about the entire country music audience in the United States of America. You know those songs about loss of job, loss of city, rather loss of job, loss of love, loss of wife. Well, that could be one and the same thing. I should lump them together. Let's say loss of wife and love. Loss of job, loss of wife, loss of love. You get the picture. Country and Western is about the untouchables or deplorables that Hillary Clinton and her LGBT core audience seem to laugh at. And she has never yet apologized for this. If I were her advisor, I'd say the first thing you must do is, she mildly apologized, but not really. We have the apology, but it's a half apology. So all I can say to those of you listening to this show, hello, deplorables. Now, Trump did a 30-second ad on the deplorables, which I'm going to run for you the minute I come back and take more of your calls. I mean, I could keep going till tonight. This is one of those rare days in American political history where everyone is looking at everything every second of the day. They're clicking and clicking and listening, and they're not going away.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Questions for you on the Savage Nation. Who will replace Hillary if she drops out? Who could defeat Trump, Biden, Sanders, or Kane? Do you believe the pneumonia excuse? I don't at all. I think that's a made-up lie because she was seen hugging children right after the event of the slab of meat event. The legs went out from under her. The poor woman lost a shoe on the street. They threw her in the car. And then the, what, she's seen hugging children? Why does she lie about everything? If she was ill with pneumonia, why was she seen hugging a child when sick? Don't you understand that it means now all the Secret Service agents and all of her staff members and everyone at 9/11 around her could have gotten pneumonia from her? Moreover, if she did get pneumonia, let's say that the cover story is true, where'd she get it from? Exhaustion? Or did she get it from one of the illegal aliens she's been hugging and kissing on the road to the White House? Maybe she got it from shaking Nancy Pelosi's hand, who was seen washing the feet of illegal aliens. Look, it's no joke. When someone gets sick, the right thing to do is wish them well, which we do. Her politics are abominable. They're the most anti-American politics since Barack Obama. But the fact of the matter is, this is the number one story. No one in America who has a brain is talking about anything other than this topic. Whether it's in taxi cabs in New York City or lobbies in Manhattan, lobbies in San Francisco, immigrants alike, native people alike, everyone is whispering about Hillary fainting, Hillary falling down like a slab of meat. I mean, if you look at it carefully, this woman went dead like she was. You know when someone's knocked out, they go limp? The legs were dragged. The shoe came off. They threw her in like a side of beef. It's not a pretty thing to watch. This is an older woman. And we wish her a speedy recovery. However, this woman is in trouble. And we need to talk about it. And even the Dems are talking about it. So you look at the Drudge Report. It says, Dems ready for Kane, waiting in bullpen. That's an interesting discussion unto itself. Because we're all going to take a close look at this weirdo, Kane, who looks, if you put makeup on Kane, he would look like in the movie with the Freddy, with the clown, with the nightmare. He's one of the most unappealing white men that God ever created on earth. I personally think that Trump could wipe the floor with the communist Kane. I'll tell you who a real threat is. It's Joe Biden. The reason Biden is a bigger threat to Trump is very simple. Biden may be goofy, but he's likable. He also has very little baggage around him, other than his gaffes and his goofs. He's a likable schmendrick Uncle Joe, even though he's a far-left radical like Hillary is. He's not quite as toxic as Hillary is. Because he's not seen that much. Every time he talks, of course, he puts his horse and foot mouth disease in the mouth. But the fact is, I think that Biden would be a much graver threat to Trump than Kane. Kane is a non-entity. No one ever heard of him. He has a severely radical background. If you look at the link from the Hill, Tim Kaine's Radical Roots, it's right under my scorched earth notice on Drudge. I expect me not to mention it. I wake up to the heaviest artillery in the history of the media, the Drudge Report, and I see my book cover, Scorched Earth, the day before it comes out, Book One of American Dark Ages, Savage Sounds Alarm. I'll get into that as well, because we are one bad election away from losing America. Yes, we are. It is not just hyperbole. We're one election away from losing America. But you go below the book cover, and what you see is Tim Kaine's Radical Roots, and you'll see why. He's quite vulnerable in any debates because of his background. He is a far-left activist. He has the radical connections to Latin America. He has Soviet sympathies in the days when the Soviets were all-powerful. He is more likely like Karl Marx than Jesus Christ, even though he espouses a sort of a revolutionary theology that's related to Christianity. The fact of the matter is, while he was in Honduras, Mr. Kane embraced an interpretation of the gospel known as liberation theology, identical to that of who? Who pushed liberation theology? It was none other than the black preacher who Obama sat and listened to for 20 straight years who said God hates America. He said much worse than that. Kane is from the exact same cut of cloth. It was not mainstream Catholic thought at the time. It may be mainstream Catholic thought under this Vatican leadership, but it was not Catholic thought at the time. It was radical Marxist-based ideology at odds with the Catholic Church. It was at odds with the Pope. It was at odds with the American people. But it was supportive of, and frankly supported by, the Soviet Union. Of course, the Vatican today agrees with the liberation theology of Reverend Wright and Barack Obama, and of course now Tim Kaine. And that's why Tim Kaine would be vulnerable in the election if he should be chosen, whereas Biden has almost nothing attached to him that would stick to him. He's kind of a friendly white guy, like the uncle everyone knows, the blue-collar guy that got left behind by, of the type that Hillary talks about. In fact, if you put a blue-collar on Biden, over Biden, if you put a blue-collar shirt on over Biden and gave him a lunch pail, he'd look like one of those out-of-work guys in Ohio or Pennsylvania that Trump seems to be attracting. Now, many of you say, I don't know who to vote for. I can't stand her. She's a criminal. But I don't like him either. But I keep saying to people who say that to me, what has he actually done that you don't like and you don't know? You don't have an answer for it. There's no answer to that question. In other words, you've bought the media lies about Trump. And we hear this from all sides about Trump. With her, we know what she is. Using the Clinton Foundation, for example, as a slush fund, they paid the foundation millions of dollars to get access to her, to get favors when she was Secretary of State, criminal act. I don't even want to say the word emails, but if an ordinary officer in the military did what she did, or a G1 did what she did, with access, they'd be in prison. Everyone knows this. I know that the entire FBI is demoralized, and many of them listen to talk radio. They're never going to say that they listen. Almost the entire Corps of Field Officers is sickened to their stomach over what Comey did by not indicting her. But we know why Comey didn't indict her. We can pretty much figure out what happened, given the dangerous trail that is in the wake of the Clinton family. The fact of the matter is, if any agent did what she did, they'd be in prison. Never mind losing their job, losing their clearance. They'd be in prison for what she did. So, okay, that we know, and you put it already behind you because all the coked-up people in the media told you it was nothing, right-wing conspiracy, alt-right. Come up with a phrase, alt-right. What does alt-right mean? Nothing. They meant all right, not alt-right. They had it almost right. They had it almost all right. They said, now I'm a member of the alt-right. They meant all right. We're always right. They're always wrong. But the point is, let's stop playing rhetorical games. She made an attack on the American worker, the American voter, by calling all of you deplorables. This existed, meaning this movement of American people has existed for a long, long time. It's just that because of the fact that we don't have mainstream media ever reporting on us in a proper manner, that you think that we're marginal and we don't exist. So what does it have to do with this election? When everyone in this country is talking about it, illegal, legal, long-term, not long-term, every citizen in America is whispering about Hillary's health. And so that's what we're talking about. I'm not celebrating Hillary's stumbles. You don't celebrate another person's illness because tomorrow it's you anyway. Let me tell you something. When you see the mainstream media looking at this in detail, you know she's sick. This is no longer dehydration, pneumonia, allergy. She was dropping in the polls. There are theories that abound that no one will ever get to the bottom of. We're still arguing over who killed JFK. So don't expect me to have the definitive answer of what she is suffering from. Some experts have sent me notes. Someone sent me the fact that the Zeiss Z1 blue lenses that she's wearing are not even available in America. But they're used to treat photosensitive epilepsy. She was wearing Zeiss Z1 blue lenses. The fact of the matter is, we're not celebrating her illness, whatever it may be, but we, the people, have a right to know what illness she is really suffering from. When I sent this issue from the Epilepsy Foundation, why she was wearing blue glasses the day she collapsed, and we learned that blue glasses are prescribed for patients suffering from light-induced epileptic seizures, I sent it to someone who knows the inside, an anonymous source, who knows this from the inside. And he said, nope, He said, I've said from the start that this is post-concussion syndrome, now probably compounded by a lung infection, coughing. She eats terribly, doesn't rest enough, and while I'm sure she's resting now, part of her also has to be thinking seriously about whether to continue. He says, I don't think she'll drop out, but consider what a loss to Trump would do, meaning if she lost to Trump, and it looks like she will lose. No matter what you're reading in the newspapers, the internal polls of the Democrat criminal machine are telling them that she is a loser. Trump is coming in for a strong close. She's faltering, and they're feeling that they better throw someone else in who has a chance to beat him. That's one another theory. And for her and her loss, what the smart money is saying, it's better to use health as a means to bow out rather than drag the Clinton brand and the Dems down with her. Well, maybe that's premature. But the fact of the matter is, can you imagine her debating Donald Trump and going into a coughing fit or some sort of seizure during the debates? Now, there's a risk here for everybody on all sides of this issue. You don't attack anyone who's sick. If you do, then you're a pure Democrat liberal slimeball of the type that Hillary spoke to the other night, who laughed when she said that you and I are deplorables. All I can say to all of you people who think you're better than us, well, I can't say it on the radio. It's a national show. But you're not better than us. We're the people who do everything in this country. You do nothing but laugh at us. And so to all of you who do nothing and who have been alienated by Obama's horrendous policies, here's a little message. Hello, deplorables. Hello, deplorables out there. Hello, deplorables out there. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it was Hillary Clinton in front of her friends, her very, very, very close friends at the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender meeting the other night, where she sneered at all of us who support Donald Trump as a group of deplorables. And when she goes into the riff of the phobics, I want you to hear her speaking in code. When she says the phobic thing, it's like an internal code amongst that crowd of how they speak to each other. You see what happened here? Sorry. What happened here is she felt very much at home with her very close friends at the LGBT dinner. And she was talking to them as though they were just amongst themselves. Apparently, she slipped and she didn't realize it was being recorded. And what she said about deplorables, I understand, was not even in the script. She went off script. So something was interfering with her meds to begin with. Here she is with the famous basket of deplorable speech, which preceded the slip and fall. Listen carefully.
You could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. But that other basket of people are people who feel the government has let them down, the economy has let them down, nobody cares about them. Unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up. He has given voice to their websites that used to only have 11,000 people, now have 11 million. At the very least, if you know anybody who's even thinking about voting for Trump, stage an intervention.
Yeah, Hillary, you know, you really ought to watch the meds. Someone ought to titrate you a little better. Don't know whether it's thyroxine. We don't know what they did, but someone messed with their meds. So she said they had 11,000 people on the websites, and now they have 11 million? The last I checked, Drudge has 1.4 billion per month. Where'd she get 11,000? Oh, I'm sorry. The number 11, the magic number 11. The same 11 million illegal aliens that have been here for 30 years. They started that 15 years ago. There are 11 million illegal aliens that we must bring into the fold. 11 million and I hasn't changed? 10 years ago, I told you it was over 30 million. What is it now under? Oh, criminal. Oh, lie.
I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. What a day this is. Trump has denounced Hillary's deplorables comment, and he is still demanding that she retract it. She has still not retracted her calling you basically deplorable because you back Trump. I mean, to lump half of America into that basket and think that she is worthy of being the president when she will stand to be the most divisive president since Barry is astonishing to me, the lack of sensitivity to her own failures. Here is an ad that Trump put together on the deplorables comment from Hillary Clinton.
Speaking to wealthy donors, Hillary Clinton called tens of millions of Americans deplorable.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
People like you, you, and you, deplorable. You know what's deplorable? Hillary Clinton viciously demonizing hardworking people like you.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Now, it's almost 6 o'clock on the East Coast. If you go to the top of the Drudge Report, again, go there. Screaming red headline, former DNC chair calls for contingency plan, and he called for the contingency plan of candidates before 6 o'clock East Coast, which is 6 minutes from now. There is no report of this contingency plan of who they would replace her with. No one believes pneumonia, no one believes overheated, no one believes dehydration, no one believes pollen. Everyone knows that our first instinct is to lie. And so they... on the inside are now saying, let's get a contingency plan going. Let's get a contingency in case she can't make it. Who would that be? I told you the DNC rules are antiquated. It could be anybody. Any Democrat could be nominated and then goes before a little committee. And that could be anybody. It could be an undertaker from Illinois that they pick. Or let's say an undertaker from a border town in Texas who declared that the Supreme Court justice died of natural causes. He could run if he's a Democrat. They could put him up. Or it could be the First Lady, who's very popular. They could run her. And so as this hour closes, and tomorrow will bring more news, every minute, more news.
Savage.
Oh, boy. I'm not finished. What are you playing the bumper? 21 seconds. I got 20 big seconds here to close my show. I want you to look at the Scorched Earth link on the Drudge Report, because I warn of America's dark age. I have sounded the alarm. That's all I can do. Be here or be nowhere. It's Michael Savage.